Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now.
So the three core demands of the corporate model or a racist
are free
model.
Public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Well, it's all that money we save with the businesses shut down for Wuhan. See, we can use all that money to pay people $15 an hour to stay at home.
Well, if you wanted all that stuff, someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
Oh, it'd be white people.
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now.
Okay, look, you Zoomers can't even tell boomers to go fuck themselves when they quarantine you in your dorm room. How are you going to tell anything to the 1%, sweetheart? You know, just tagging very, very briefly off the previous episode. You know, just like with women, not all women are feminist, but we've hit this point where you have to treat all women as feminist. And not all black people are pox, but we've hit this point where you have to treat all black people like they're pox, because you can't take a chance. You don't know which woman is going to fag tag me to you, and you don't know which pox is going to fucking Big Lies Matter you. And so you just have to stay away from all of them, and then they can't figure out why people don't want to include women in pox.
So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So if they leave here, then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave?
The country.
What? You can't leave. It's like when you're quarantined in your dorm. You can't leave. I mean, all you gotta do is make it illegal for the 1% to leave the United States. Because that would be freedom.
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
Why don't the banks just print the money? Oh, wait, they already do. But instead of not the banks. The government. When the government just print money instead of giving it to the banks, there you go. We'll give the printed money to the college students, and then they can give it to the universities, and then the universities will give it to the banks. As long as the money makes its way back to the banks, and that's what's really important.
You think your friends, their parents, your
she doesn't
parents,
have any friends.
Your family would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits?
I come from an incredibly working class.
That was
family.
A long pause. She had to think about how she was going to not answer that question.
Of government assistance. Right.
The question was, do you think your friends and family want to pay more taxes so that you can have free stuff? Notice she starts going, well, look how oppressed I am. My family is working class.
To the progression of society.
No, the progression of society would mean you getting your bitch ass in the kitchen and making a pie.
What were the things you wanted for yourself?
You cannot have progression of society and democracy. You cannot have progression of society and women voting.
We're very rational, loving, accepting.
Because this is what happens when women vote right here.
And yeah, we're Assyrians. Come on over. Actually, I'm in Pennsylvania, so.
Come on.
Woohoo, we're still accepting refugees.
We're still giving free stuff to people from other countries. One of them occasions where the homies not doing it right. And this is why, man. Yeah, sure, you wanted to let women vote, but you can't make a hoe a housewife. You can't make a woman politically intelligent. Right. The Republic Hucks wanted to get laid. Let's give women the vote. Okay, how's that working out for you?
Smoke weed every day.
Ah, welcome to Colorado.
This is mine.
This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws.
Man, fuck your laws.
All right?
Man, fuck your laws. Give me more warfare. Fuck your laws. You're racist.
Yeah, see? Obviously. Just a Nazi.
I'm a Nazi, guys.
We'll be screeching loudly, preaching, understanding while we punch some Nazis. We'll never admit that we were just a bunch of hypocrites.
This is a great tune. I've forgotten about this. I gotta find the whole song. Oh, but we're not Nazi. We're anti-fascist. See, it's right there in the name. See, we're anti-fascist.
I'm sitting down in the front row.
We can't be fascist. We're
anti-fascist. This girl's like, I'm in the third row, and I turn around, and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know why you can't count, but you're not there. Like, I'm in the first row. You're in the third row. That's not happening. And then I look around some more, and I'm like, I've never seen these people before. And like, okay, I haven't been to class in like a month.
But right, because you know, like, I want free college, them, so but I'm not going to go to class.
RTS, right?
This God is, like, forbid I should actually history. Go
She's
to
like,
the
no,
classes
this is physics.
That I expect other people
okay, then
to provide me with.
I text
free.
My friend, and she's like, you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in HOG.
How do you not know
so
that?
Like,
how
oh
do you
God.
Go to college?
And
you
I run,
don't know
and I run straight
that
into a window.
Your finals are in different rooms than your normal
so
class because it's a modified schedule for finals.
Left,
like, how do you not know that?
And went to HOG.
Zoomers, we're the smartest generation ever. We're going to change the world, the future of America. How do you not know that? Hold on, there's a bug flying around. Let's see if I can get him. Oh, yes! Except that now the tiny bug fell on the carpet. Now there's a bug carcass somewhere in my carpet there. Seriously, how do you go to college and not know that your final... Never mind. Zoomers. Speaking of Zoomers, here we go. This is by Cat Blouch. There is a gray area in giving consent while intoxicated. I have not read this. I scanned it over. I saw it looked good. We're going to go into this cold. Now, I'm going to take a wild guess that it's women. For women, there is a gray area in giving consent while intoxicated. I suspect that for men, there is, of course, no gray areas whatsoever, because if the woman consents to the sex while she's intoxicated, she can't be held to that. But of course, the man is completely capable of making a rational choice to initiate the sex while he's intoxicated. So anything a man does while he's intoxicated, he can be held accountable for. Anything a woman does while she is intoxicated, she cannot be held accounted for, which of course is radically different from the way things normally are, where women are never held accountable for anything they ever do, even when they're not intoxicated, because they're women, and women cannot be held accountable. In college sex culture, having sex under the influence is one of the many elephants in the room. We know it happens, but the ethical gray area doesn't take well to open conversation. An integral part of being welcomed to the Colorado State University family is the orientation process most Rams have undergone. The Red Whistle Brigade may have been the first exposure we had from the university regarding the topic of consent. There's another worship word in our modern society, consent. According to the Red Whistle Brigade, I don't know what the Red Whistle Brigade is, but I can guess. Probably you can too. According to the Red Whistle Brigade, regarding consent in sexual encounters, if there's another bug. If both parties are drunk, quote, Colorado law. So now we've already gotten to the point where we're going to start talking about what's right and wrong based on the law. This is where I will take that moment to remind you, as I always do, that things which have been in accordance with the law, things which have been legal, have included gassing Jews and returning runaway slaves to their masters. Okay. Once again, if you think that the law is the source from which right and wrong and good and bad are determined, you are a fucking idiot. You are inferior. You should not be allowed to vote. You should, in fact, not even be allowed to live. Back to our program. According to the Red Whistle Brigade regarding consent in sexual encounters, if both parties are drunk, quote, Colorado law states that the person performing the action is charged. The person who initiates sexual contact is at fault, unquote. So if two people have sex, if the person performing the action is charged, so aren't they both doing an action? If I fuck Cat, not a cat, but Cat Blouch. Let's say I was really drunk. I mean, she's got her picture here. She does look hideous. Shockingly enough, she's white. Shockingly enough, she's blonde. And it's another little blonde white girl who supports BLM because she desperately wants to get impregnated by a black man. And we can blame the goddamn Bacon for that, because if Bacon would run around and impregnate more white women, then they would have their cravings satisfied. But see, he's dropping the ball. Way to go, Bacon. God, that was probably racist. Did it just get dark in here? Anyway. Where was I? All right. The person performing the action is charged. So if two people have sex, it doesn't say the people performing the action are charged. It says the person. That's singular. So two people have sex, one of them is performing an action, the other one isn't. We all know who, in the eyes of the law, is the one performing the action. We also know who, in reality, is performing the action. One of them is laying there like a starfish, the other one is doing all the work. You know, kind of like the way it always is between men and women. One of them takes advantage of things. The other one does the work. The person who initiates sexual contact is at fault, unquote. So yes, this is systematic sexism. Okay, guys, who is always going to initiate the sex? The man. To say that whoever initiates sexual contact is at fault, well, the person who initiates sexual contact between a man and a woman will always be the man. This is literally Hitler, systemic sexism. If we wrote a law that said the person who has the darkest skin is at fault, that would be actual systemic racism. As opposed to what the BLM freaks think is systemic racism, whereas if you do something that is illegal and the cops show up and try to arrest you and you resist arrest, you might get the shit beat out of you. That's not systemic racism. According to the organization, there is no gray area. Well, according to the organization, there's no gray area. I mean, the Red Whistle Brigade has decided there's just no gray area. So you guys need to let go. Once again, Stone, there's no gray area. We are going to tell you that is unequivocally racist, as we heard in the previous episode. You do not get to decide. You do not get to think. There is no gray area. None. There's no gray area here, guys. Now, oh wait, I was going to, never mind. I was going to use an example. I was going to say, but there's all these gray areas when it comes to abortion. But then I realized there's not. It's a woman's choice. She can murder that fucking unborn baby anytime she wants. There's absolutely no gray area. And this is the thing. We have to now live in this society where there is no gray area, right? A woman can murder her unborn child anytime she wants. If a man and a woman have sex, the man is always responsible for it. The man is always the rapist. The woman is always the victim. If a man gets a woman pregnant and she decides to have the child, the man absolutely has no right to tell her otherwise, and he absolutely must pay for the kid. If you are white, you are racist. You are absolutely racist. You can't help it. White people are all racist. There's no gray areas. If there really is no gray area, as the red, wait, according to the, I jumped ahead. According to the organization, there is no gray area. Quote, if the other participant slash, for, you know, your threesomes and your foursomes, if the other participants are drunk or high, they can't give consent. If you are intoxicated, you can't give consent, unquote. So again, drunk people don't have the intelligence to consent to sex, but drunk people have the intelligence to initiate sex. Because the person initiating is the man is held to higher standards than the woman. Why, pray tell, why is it that white men are held to, white heterosexual men are held to higher standards than women, pox, and homos? Well, because white heterosexual men can be held to higher standards because they are superior. And when you tell me that white heterosexual men are not superior to women, pox, and homos, then you have to justify why you're holding them to higher standards. We know that we are superior. That's why there's higher standards for us than there are for the rest of you. Because the only other explanation I can think of offhand is that you're holding us to higher standards because you're racist or sexist or heterophobic. But of course, that's not possible because all of you are enlightened beings who are working so hard to create this equitable community of fairness and tolerance and diversity. If there really is no gray area, as the Red Whistle Brigade would suggest, then why does it seem to be so common for college students to engage in sexual activities while under the influence? And it is the perception of everyone who has sex under the influence that it is inherently non-consensual. What? Cat, what are you talking? Hold on. If there really is no gray area, as the Red Whistle Brigade would suggest, then why does it seem to be so common for college students to engage in sexual activities while under the influence? That has nothing, they're engaging in sex while they're drunk because they're drunk and they want to fuck. That has nothing to do with gray areas. My God, this girl has 12 plus years of public education. The future is female, guys. The future is female. And, okay, and it is the perception of everyone who has sex under the influence that it is inherently non-consensual. I, honest to God, I don't understand what point she's trying to make here. 12 years of education and she cannot articulate clearly what she's trying to put forth. But by God, she thinks that she should be making decisions for everybody. She thinks that, you know, Black Lives Matter and that community and that fucking diversity and that fucking equity and that fucking. Then why does it seem to be so common for, and it is the perception of everyone who's had, that is inherent. Unless she's trying to say that all sex under the influence is inherently non-consensual and that there's no gray area in that regard. So I think she's trying to say that there is no gray area. All sex under the influence is inherently non-consensual. Okay, if you could write, sweetheart, you could have articulated yourself better there. I think that's what she's saying. Well, that, and of course she's saying that she wants to be impregnated by a black man. But then again, considering what pussies the white men in her generation are, I'm not surprised she wants to be impregnated by a black man. I can't really blame her for that. Because you Zoomer boys, you're a bunch of goddamn fucking cucked little sissies. The dangers of having sex while under the influence are perhaps not so much the involvement of alcohol and or marijuana, but the darker elements of college culture that work in conjunction to create environments where individuals are unable to consent. The darker elements of college. I wonder if these darker elements would be white men. I don't know. I haven't read this. I don't know where this is going. But listen to this languaging. The darker elements of college culture that work in conjunction to create environments where individuals, and we really, of course, mean women here, are unable to consent. So what we're saying is the entire college culture is filled with these dark elements, which sounds racist, but we're actually talking about white people, not the pox. The college culture is filled with these dark elements that work in conjunction. It's a conspiracy. See, it's a conspiracy. They're working in conjunction to create this environment in which individuals, you know, women, homosexuals, trannies, pedophiles, pox, are unable to consent. That's my interpretation of that. Okay, here we go. Autumn Thornburg, a 23-year-old manager at Starbucks, explained how this environment can easily create a situation in which consent is not possible. Okay. Zoomers, let's talk. You're writing an op-ed piece for the newspaper in which you're talking about consenting to sex in a college environment. So for your op-ed piece about consenting to sex in a college environment, you need a quote from an authority, from someone knowledgeable and learned, and perhaps even experienced in the field of consenting to sex in a college environment, and you go to a 23-year-old manager at Starbucks. You know, I need some factual data about the Wuhan virus. Do you know any Starbucks managers that I could interview? You know, I'm doing some research on global warming, and I need to find out some stuff about how the CO2 and water vapor interact in the atmosphere. Do you know any Starbucks managers that I could interview to find out about this? You know, I'm thinking about investing some money. I got $300,000, like inheritance. I want to figure out what would be my best way to invest that money. Do you know any Starbucks managers that are available to give me some? Because 23, my brain hurts. She's writing a column about how women, let's be honest about what's going on, women cannot consent to sex. And for her expert opinion, the first expert opinion, oh no, it was a second expert opinion. We had the Red Whistle Brigade. Well, third, we had the law of the state of Colorado. For an expert opinion, for her third expert opinion, right? The third one is always the money shot, right? You always do two builds up and the third one is the actual joke. For her, maybe this is a joke. For her third expert opinion, she goes to a 23-year-old manager at Starbucks. The future is female, guys. The future is female. Now, see, if Boeing, when they had those airplanes, right, that were falling out of the sky or wherever they were, the 757 or the 777 or the 666, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Boeing, they had problems with the airplanes. They should have consulted some managers at Starbucks. All right, what does 23-year-old Autumn Thornburg, the manager at Starbucks, what is she going to explain to us? Here's the quote. Quote, in a general sense, college kids will take parties too far or get too drunk, Thornburg said. Quote, you'll hear about people dying from alcohol poisoning, which has happened once in the 20 years I've lived in Fort Collins. And when you're getting that drunk, blacking out, or you're leaning over a toilet vomiting, you're not capable of making those decisions, and it's really easy to take advantage of people in those situations, unquote. Yes, because I know most college guys really like to fuck a woman while she's on the toilet vomiting. That's really attractive, girls. Yeah, nothing makes a guy's dick harder than seeing you fucking hanging over the toilet with your arms on the toilet bowl, vomiting into the toilet with spit running down your face while your hair is hanging down into the toilet in your own vomit. Yes, oh my God, that makes us just want to pull your pants down and just fuck the shit out of you. When, I think this word is supposed to be combined, but it's not spelled correctly. C-O-M-B-I-N-E-T-L. It's not a word. It's okay, Kat. I understand you've only had 12 years of public education. It's not like your computer has spell check on it. It's not like your newspaper has an editor that proofreads anything. I get it. You're the future of America. You're female. You're a little white girl. When combined with a prevalent hookup culture that normalizes casual intercourse, I'm sure you Zoomers had nothing to do with normalizing casual intercourse, did you? You're all such a bunch of prudes. At least the conservatives say, why the Zoomers, the Generation Z, why they're so conservative, they don't even like having sex. They're all going to save themselves from marriage. They're so conservative. When combined with a prevalent hookup culture that normalizes casual intercourse, situations where people are intoxicated in an uncomfortable environment, because God knows no woman can ever experience discomfort, right? Where people are intoxicated in an uncomfortable environment can cause experiences where one or more parties risk their ability to fully give consent. risk their ability to fully give consent. While the actors involved in the sexual activity may have varying perspectives of the degree of consent in such an environment, the state's definition of consent offers clarity. According to Colorado law, quote, consent means cooperation in the act of attitude pursuant to an exercise of free will and with knowledge of the nature of the act, unquote. Okay, again, women are completely excluded with this because women don't understand anything. Women don't have free will. Furthermore, that's not exactly clear. That's not clarity. Cooperation in act of attitude pursuant to an exercise of free will and with knowledge of the nature of the act. Okay, women don't understand sex. How many times have you heard women say things like, "Oh, I accidentally became pregnant"? You accidentally? You didn't know that a man sticking his dick inside of you would get you pregnant? I found out I was pregnant. Oh, you found out. Hey, women have no fucking clue how they get pregnant. To sit here and say that knowledge of the nature of the, they don't have that. According to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, if an individual is unknowingly drugged, the sexual activity is not consensual. However, there is a gray area in Colorado law regarding where the parties involved knowingly and voluntarily ingest intoxicants. Yes, because before you get drunk, you're not drunk. This thing where women, once again, this doesn't apply to men. We know this doesn't apply to men. That's why I said, if a man and a woman get drunk and they fuck, okay, if the same rules apply to the man and the woman, then for both of them, it's either consensual or non-consensual. It's like it's that joke, if two college girls get drunk and have sex with each other, are they both rapists or are they both victims? The answer, of course, is that they're both victims because drunk college girls, like all women, don't have agency. There really is no gray area here. If you're a woman, you cannot consent to sex, period, end of discussion. If you are a man, you are always responsible, period, end of discussion. And back to this, yes, I happen to be on board with this. If you're not drunk before you get drunk, once you, this shit where, well, I got drunk, I can't help what I did. No, but you could help getting drunk. You could have used a little fucking intelligence. But not women. Women, for women, every, just being a woman, it's a constant get out of jail free card. And then once again, women say, "Go, great one. Why do you think women shouldn't vote? Why do you think women shouldn't have jobs? Why do you think women shouldn't sign contracts?" I don't know, because women have a constant get out of jail free card for every fucking thing in the world. No woman is ever fucking held accountable for anything. Why would you let somebody sign a contract knowing that that person can never be held accountable for the contract? Because at any moment, vagina card. Why would you hire someone for a job knowing that any moment they're going to be, "I can't show up for work today"? Why not? Well, vagina card. And why would you have sex with somebody knowing that they could accuse you of rape at any moment for no reason other than vagina card? So I refer to Colorado's definition of unlawful sexual contact, which you can once again, boy, there's a lot of relying on the Colorado law. And here's the other problem with this. So if the Colorado law changes, let's say Colorado passed a law that says men can have sex with women anytime they want, even if the woman doesn't want to have sex with him. This defining things by what the law is, it's very dangerous from a philosophical point of view. But then again, she's a woman. So we're not doing philosophy. We're doing feelings. Great one. Great one. Why are you analyzing this philosophically? There's no philosophy here. This is feelings. Like, hi, I'm Kat, and I really want some alpha cock, and I want some beta orbiters, and I have an insta thought, and I'm really slutty on it, and oh my god, like I care about Black Lives Matter and diversity. Like, diversity and tolerance and inclusiveness are really important to me and my community, and I think we need to understand that consent is really important, and we're gonna have this really long, lengthy discussion. I'm gonna write this column about consent, and I'm gonna talk to the manager at Starbucks. And basically my conclusion when we finally get to the end is going to be that men are always responsible and that it's impossible for women to give consent because there's these dark elements of college culture that work in conjunction and they create environments where women are unable to consent. So I refer to Colorado's definition of unlawful sexual contact, which occurs if, quote, the actor knows that the victim does not consent. How do you know that? You can't always know someone doesn't consent, but there are situations in which you can know that a person does not consent to something. The actor knows that the victim does not consent. The actor knows that the victim is incapable of appraising the nature of the victim's conduct or the victim is physically helpless, unquote. Okay, but women are always incapable of appraising the nature of their own conduct. Jesus, this is what I'm talking about. Ooh, great one. You're just insulting women. No, I'm not. They are incapable of appraising the nature of their own conduct. That's why we got to have 17 forms of birth control plus fucking abortions. That's why women say, I've accidentally got pregnant. Or the victim is physically helpless. I don't know. How many women can open their own fucking jars? Can you open this for me? In other words, there is a point of intoxication in which consent cannot be fully given. All right, so now you're saying, but there's a point of intoxication in which consent can be fully given. Are you going to draw that line for us there, Kat? Or are you going to get your fucking Starbucks manager to explain it? In other words, there is a point of intoxication in which the consent cannot be fully given. And this happens, when the individual is physically incapacitated. Okay, once again, women are always physically incapacitated. You ever seen a woman try to throw a football? It's kind of funny, actually. That's a joke. So this is humor, but you guys wouldn't get this. That's a joke because Yoga Pants Girl can throw a football much better than I can. She gives me shit about that. So anyway, gotta explain humor to you people. Physically incapacitated or unable to accurately assess the quality of their own conduct. Jesus fucking Christ. Have you ever met a woman who could accurately assess the quality of her own conduct? Have you? Have you ever met that woman? You have not. If you find yourself in a situation in which alcohol and or marijuana are at play, at least I give her credit for mentioning marijuana and not pretending it doesn't exist, and it is unclear whether you or the parties involved in the sexual activity have fully consented, ask yourself the following questions. There, we get some wisdom from this little 19-year-old white girl. Step one, how am I? Ask yourself how drunk or high you are. Okay. If you can stop to ask yourself how drunk you are, you're not drunk enough. That's the answer to that one. Number one, the blood alcohol content level. The blood alcohol content level indicates your level of intoxication. Wow, no shit. So in the middle of sex, are you supposed to fucking stop and do a BAC test on yourself? Even at the lowest level of intoxication, poor judgments can occur. Sweetheart, without any intoxication, poor judgment can occur. Your life would be a classic example of that. Poor judgment. Even at the lowest levels of intoxication, poor judgments can occur, which can still alter one's ability to give consent fully. See, that's it has to be full consent. What exactly is the difference between consent and full consent? We know that all of this is just get out of jail free card for women. All of this is just women protecting their options, right? As Rollo Tomasi says about abortion, I'm paraphrasing this and mutilating it horrendously, but you know, women always want to have this control over their reproduction. They always want to have the options because they're terrified that they might have the baby of a beta male, right? So women always need options. I've been saying this for years, right? Everything with women, it's about a woman's personal preference. It's about women always having a choice. Women always need options. Women must always have different choices. Men, no. You're a man. You got a woman pregnant. You're going to fucking pay for that kid. You don't have an option. You do not have a choice. But women must always have options. She could be a mother, or she could abort the baby. She could be a mother, or she could get a job, or she could get a job and be a mother and have someone else raise the children. She could get married if she wants to. She doesn't have to get married if she wants to. She can get a job if she wants to, or she can get welfare if she wants to. Women always have options. Women always have to have options. Men have responsibilities. Women have choices. This is one more reason why men and women are not equal. And why I refuse to pretend that women are equal to me. If you do choose to engage in sex while under the influence of alcohol, however, the point at which one's ability to assess the quality of their own conduct would certainly not have been possible. Christ, Kat, I don't know what you're majoring in, but I'm going to guess it's journalism based on your writing, your inability to articulate things. If you do choose to engage in sex while under the influence of alcohol, however, the point at which one's ability to assess the quality of their own conduct would certainly not be possible at levels 0.08%, given that short-term memory loss may begin here, according to the American Addiction Centers. There would certainly not be possible at level 0.00%. Okay, no, everybody's body chemistry is different, sweetheart. That's a generalization. Generalizations are racist, unless you're saying that all white people are racist, in which case generalizations are okay. Her sentences are so convoluted. Number two, unfortunately, the line regarding the level of judgment for weed intoxication is not as easily defined. Well, it doesn't need to be. If you smoke weed, you're stupid.
Great one. Are you saying that smoking weed makes people stupid?
No, I'm saying that stupid people smoke weed, dumbass. However, the same logic. Oh, God, she's talking about logic now. However, the same logic can be applied. If an individual is so high that their coordination is inhibited, they have trouble forming coherent sentences. Sweetheart, you do not need to be talking about forming coherent sentences. You need to calm your little fucking ass down on the coherent sentence criticisms, all right? They have trouble forming coherent sentences, or they seem to be acting unreasonable. Once again, every fucking white woman in North America acts unreasonable all the fucking time. It is safe to assume that they cannot accurately assess the quality of their own conduct. Step 2. Where am I? Well, according to Kat, you're in the bathroom trying to bang some girl while she pukes in the toilet. What environment are you in? If you are in a familiar environment, say your living space or your significant other's living space, you are likely more comfortable in taking charge of the situation by putting a stop to the activity should you or the other actors involved feel at all uncomfortable. If you are in a party environment where you might experience more binge drinking, it could be more difficult to control the amount of substances taken in and accurately assess consent from both parties. I wonder how much Kat knows about binge drinking. Step number 3, who am I with? Do you feel like you can trust the person you are engaging with? Are you both having coherent, honest Okay. Okay. Are you both having coherent, honest dialogue about consenting to the situation? Have any of you ever had coherent, honest dialogue with a woman? The virgin toes who listen to my podcast right now don't understand why this is funny, because none of you have ever attempted to talk to a woman before other than your mom. The rest of us know, no, there is no such thing as a coherent, honest dialogue with a woman. That has never happened in the history of the human species. The more open communication with trustworthy individuals there is, the more confident you can be about feeling as though there was adequate consent. See, that's the more confident you could be about feeling as though there was adequate consent. Notice she doesn't say adequate consent was given, because there is no adequate consent, because women can always withdraw their consent after the fact. And that's what's hilarious, but this whole thing this is a non-issue, because women cannot consent to sex. It doesn't matter what they want. You could have it in writing, you could have videotape of her saying, "I want to fight." It doesn't matter. 30 years later, when you get nominated to the Supreme Court, she can stand up and say, "I didn't consent to this guy touching my knee 30 years ago, and you're a rapist." Women cannot consent because women are not held accountable for their word or their action. This is why, girls, you're not equal. This is why men don't trust you. You're never accountable. You're always keeping your options open. This is why we men understand, before you break up with a man, you've already got your next boyfriend lined up. This is why we don't trust you. Due to the inherent subjectivity, the only infallible way, infallible. I can't wait to read this. The only infallible way to ensure both parties give full and complete consent is to have sex sober. Wrong. That's my Tommy Loren impersonation. Wrong. It does not matter how sober a woman is when she, quote unquote, consents to sex. She can always unconsent later on. As a reminder, the state of Colorado defines consent as the following. Number one, cooperation in act and attitude. Number two, exercise of free will. Number three, knowledge of what's happening. Okay, let's go over this. Number one, cooperation in act and attitude. First of all, the entire basis of the feminist and the pox and the big lies matter and all this other stuff is that the system is inherently racist or sexist or homophobic or whatever, and that there can be no cooperation for the oppressed groups within this system, which is inherently racist, sexist, phagophobic, so forth and so on against them. Okay? So there can be no cooperation, right? So a slave on a plantation, they're not cooperating. They're being coerced. Okay? Jew in a concentration camp, assuming, let's pretend the Holocaust actually happened and Jews were actually gassed. But Jews in concentration camps, they were not cooperating. They were coerced. Right? This is the whole thing about communism. The communists say, well, the workers, they don't really accept the jobs voluntarily and all this other stuff because the capitalists own all the capital. The workers have to go work for them. And so they don't really have a choice. And so they're being coerced. So coercion. There is no cooperation for the oppressed groups in the system. That's one of the fucking pillars of their belief system. Okay, so there can't be no cooperation in act and attitude. What the fuck is attitude? When I worked at CSU, went to a lot of training things, you know, and a lot of them are bullshit, yada, yada. And we had this corporate trainer, we had this woman who did training there. And she had some, you know, she said lots of stuff that was dumb, but we got along really good because, like, if your typical, you know, think about you work for a big corporation or a college or whatever, and you got some woman who trains people on things like management techniques and employee evaluations and shit like that. She wasn't like a diversity, not that, but it was like business and management training and stuff like that, right? Those people are typically pretty fucking touchy-feely, leftist, you know, affirmative action, bullshit kind of people. But on a scale of 1 to 10, this woman, she was only like maybe a 3 or a 4. She actually was pretty fucking well-grounded. And we got along really well. And this was one of her pet peeves, was when people would talk about attitude, because she'd say, so you go to your employee or your boss comes to you and whatever. And like, if my boss comes to me and says, you know, Sally, I don't like your attitude. You need to change that. Well, I would just look at him and go, okay, I just changed my attitude. How do you like it now? Because her point is, an attitude is not something, you can't see it. You can't measure it. It's something that only exists within the other person, inside their brain chemistry. You have no access to their attitude. And you say, well, but the person looked or the person did. Okay, those are actions, but that's not their attitude. And to tell some, and you know, her point was, you don't tell somebody in the workplace to change their attitude because it just makes you look stupid because you don't know what their attitude is, and you can't critique their attitude, and you can't judge because you can't access the attitude. You can't put some shit on their employee evaluation about their attitude. I was like, that's, you know, I appreciated the fact that she was that smart. There we are. Cooperation and act. Okay, an act you can measure, an attitude. I don't have access to another person's attitude. Exercise of free will. Okay, guys, philosophers who are far, far beyond the people who make the laws in Colorado are still arguing about whether or not free will exists. I think any law that invokes free will, everyone who voted for that should be lined up and shot. Knowledge of what's happening. Once again, women have no fucking clue what's going on around them. They accidentally get pregnant all the fucking time. So you take all this together. So women, in order for a woman to consent to sex, she has to cooperate in act and attitude. She has to exercise free will, which women certainly don't have, even if men do have it. And she has to have knowledge of what's happening, which they don't. You might find yourself in a situation where you are under the influence of alcohol and or marijuana and are considering engaging in sexual activity. It's important to have the resources to assure your own and the other participants' comfort. It's important to have the resources to assure your own and the other participants' comfort. Not consent. The whole article is about whether or not you can or can't get consent. And her fucking money shot, the end, is that you have to assure your own and the other participants' comfort. Okay, what is the prime directive, guys? No white woman from North America must ever experience discomfort. Right here, in the end, she's not even talking about consent. She's talking about comfort, which perhaps is a moment of self-awareness because as a woman, she knows it's impossible for her to consent. All she can ever achieve is her own personal comfort. Here's an article here that I'm not going to read. This is an opinion. This is by Alexandra McDonald. I don't know anything about her. Generation Z will see the first results of 24/7 device use. Says blah, 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 blah. At this moment, we can't see if the obsessive use of our devices will be damaging in the long term. Yes, we actually can, sweetheart. Those of us who are older than 20 can look at you with your constant fucking cell phone use, and we can see the damages. The future, my friends, is female. We are fucked. All right. Opinion. Letter from the editor. This year is harder, but we will be better. Now, this is from Lauren, Abby, and Matt. This is the editorial board at the CSU Collegian. This is three white people, two blonde white girls with long hair, and one blonde-ish white boy with long hair and a beard, and from a distance, he looks like he could be a woman. Now, I will also say this. Lauren Bowles, the editor-in-chief, I've seen a couple of pictures of her because I was researching her for some upcoming stuff. I would bang the shit out of her. Holy fuck, is she hot. She is so cute. Now, I'm not saying I would do it, but if she was wrapped around a toilet bowl vomiting, I would consider banging her. She is really, really cute. Or at least in the couple of photos I found, she's really cute. Once again, we have Photoshop. And angles. She is... I'll masturbate to her later on. Hopefully she'll hear this and get offended by that. Here we go. This is the letter from the editorial board to the readers of the Collegian. Just hold on. Everybody take a wild guess what this letter is going to be about. What is it that Colorado State University is obsessed with? Dear readers, as you return to a very different campus than the one we left, or step for the first time onto a campus you had imagined very differently, we want to make an introduction. If you didn't know, the Collegian is a student-run newspaper. Yeah, we can tell by the editing. We report on the issues that matter most to our Colorado State community. But CSU doesn't get to say, but CSU doesn't get a say in what we cover or how we cover it. Our primary goal is to be a voice for students. In the midst of public health and human rights, In the midst of a public health and human rights crisis, it's a crisis, guys. Like, 4 black people have died in the last year, and 0.01% of the population has died with the Wuhan virus in their bodies. It's a crisis. Oh yeah, then there's all that economic destruction based on the government's response to the fake Wuhan crisis, but we'll totally ignore that. What we're going to obsess over, what we're going to obsess over is white people are racist and the Wuhan virus is really a pandemic, despite the fact that no one's dying from it. Our primary goal is to be a voice for the students. In the midst of a public health and human rights crisis, we understand that it is more important than ever that we provide you not only reliable information, but investigative analysis of the issues that affect our community. That's why we will go to Starbucks managers for expert opinions when we're writing about things such as consenting to sex, which no woman can do anyway, because women don't have the ability to consent, because to consent requires self-awareness and agency, two things women don't have. We want to make it clear that the Collegian editorial board and management team is now run by an almost completely new group of students. While we respect and appreciate the hard work of our former colleagues, get ready for the insult, we recognize mistakes that were made in the past. See, we appreciate the hard work of the people here before us, but, well, they just weren't as woke as we are. Yes, my friends, the Collegian, this semester, with even more wokeness. I didn't think the CSU Collegian could get more woke. Once again, I was wrong. Every time I think people can't get stupider, I'm always wrong. After 15 fucking years of podcasting, I still occasionally think, yeah, there's no way anyone could be stupider than this right here. And then 3 weeks later, it's this plus X. And I'm like, holy fuck. People can always get stupider. I continue to think, We've hit some limits, but we haven't. We never will. In the midst of a series of racist incidents on campus last year, none of which we will name here, because they're all exaggerated. Some of them were jokes. Some of them were made up. In the midst of a series of racist incidents on campus last year, the Collegian failed the Collegian, the newspaper, okay? So let's pretend there's racism happening. The Ku Klux Klan is riding their horses across CSU campus every day, shooting black people. Okay, let's pretend this is happening. The Collegian failed to foster an inclusive environment for its staff or report on the incidents in a timely and transparent manner. Okay, first of all, a newspaper should not need to foster an inclusive environment for its staff. Its staff is supposed to be doing, what is it newspapers used to do way back in the fucking day? Oh yeah, reporting. I don't know, investigative journalism or something. I don't know. But can you tell me what the stock prices are? What was the score in the game last? Anything? Well, no, we're not going to do reporting. We're going to focus on fostering an inclusive environment. Which means, of course, by inclusive environment, we mean eliminating any opinions that are not the opinions which are currently approved of by the corporations who all celebrate Gay Pride Month, who all support BLM. Inclusive environment means that everybody at your newspaper must adhere to the exact same belief systems espoused by the corporations which you claim to hate. Report on incidents in a timely and transparent manner. The incidents aren't going to go away. What's the rush? I mean, maybe last year, maybe the people running the Collegian had things to do, like their homework. We knew it then, and this summer we have resolved even further that we do not intend to repeat these mistakes. Yes, we have more wokeness than ever before. The Wuhan pandemic and the Big Lives Matter protest have forced us all to reassess the way we do things. And the newsroom has been no exception. Our coverage will look different this year as we take this opportunity to recalibrate our role within the community. There's that word again. I got to start counting how many times the word community appears in everything. And improve it better. Says what? Twice at least you had community in here. All right. The Collegian Editorial Board has begun the process of creating concrete steps to increase the inclusivity and equality of our coverage and among the staff in our newsroom. So in other words, you have racial quotas. The inclusivity and equality of our coverage. Is your coverage going to include articles about conservatives, Christians, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, white nationalists, heterosexuals? Or is it going to continue to just be focused on Big Lives Matters in Wuhan? And of course, inclusivity and equity among the staff in our newsroom, right? That's just quotas. That's just, we're going to hire people because of their skin color. We understand, I doubt you do, we understand that inclusivity efforts must go beyond empty buzzwords. Well, it's impossible because inclusivity effort is an empty buzzword. Your empty buzzwords cannot go past empty buzzwords. Empty buzzwords are by definition empty buzzwords. They cannot transcend empty buzzwordness. We understand that inclusivity efforts must go beyond empty buzzwords and a desire to regain trust. Oh, okay. I'm trying to decipher this writing. We understand that inclusivity efforts must go beyond empty buzzwords and a desire to regain trust. Inclusivity isn't an achievement. It's a basic human rights requirement that we desperately need. Okay, there's no such thing as rights. It isn't an achievement, it's a human's rights requirement that they desperately need. Okay, so let's say for a moment, though, that rights exist. Let's say that inclusivity is a human rights requirement, and let's say that you desperately need it. So if you implemented inclusivity, the implementation of inclusivity would be an achievement. It would be something that was achieved. So yes, even with your weird understanding of the world, inclusivity is an achievement. Because inclusivity, even in your warped world, is something that would be reflected in reality, where we would see this society in which there's only a very small number of white people, and they are subservient to non-white people. But that would be an achievement. It would have a manifestation in the physical world. That's an achievement. So you say right here, inclusivity isn't an achievement. Well, yes, it is. But it's okay. You're two little blonde white girls and a beta male. So I don't expect you to be able to do this kind of logical reasoning, especially not with your high journalistic standards that you're going to bring to the CSU Collegian this year. We are currently taking steps to review our internal policies, especially in regards to revising our employee training and onboarding process, with the goal of making inclusivity and anti-racism an integral aspect of our coverage and work environment. In other words, because 12 years of anti-racism, anti-white person indoctrination is not enough. We're going to have even more inclusivity and anti-racism if somebody wants to come work at the Collegian. This is a college. This is where you're sitting. This is where at least two men chose to send their little white blonde-haired daughter to this institution so that these little white blonde girls could learn about how white people are racist and hateful. We have also begun preparations to increase community engagement and feedback. Oh, I doubt that. And are grateful to be completing each of these steps with the assistance of Hodges St. Jern and Associates, a diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting firm owned and operated by former CSU students, some of whom were Collegian members. And once again, this is what diversity is really about. It's about ways for people to make money. A diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting firm. How hard is it to consult on that? Hey, did you know that all white people are racist? As we prepare for the fall semester, we must situate ourselves within the national and global context of adversity and change that will surely mark this time in history. We understand our responsibility as a public, publication to accurately reflect our surroundings and are ready to rise to that occasion. Well, I suppose they are accurately reflecting their surroundings. They are accurately reflecting the overwhelming hatred and racism towards white people in the country that white people created, as we are now being exterminated and replaced. And they're accurately representing their own white guilt. We strive to make the Collegian a place where every student who wants to join us will be welcome, unless, of course, they're right-wing, conservative, Christian, Trump-supporting, traditional Catholic, anti-abortion, so forth and so on, and given the tools to improve their community through their work. Rams, stay safe, be strong, and know that we are with you. Sweetheart, you are not with a large number of the people in the population. You are out to destroy a large number of people in the population. And it's all the more painful because Lauren is just bangable as hell. Oh my God. Absolutely. I guarantee, yeah, she'll have a fucking kid with a black man. That's racist. Hey, when I said black, that was a capital B up there. Okay?